Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, and it's another edition of the Jake Draft Special here as we two more picks in the chamber here in round number 5 at 161 and 168. You got another defensive player, another Georgia Bulldog, Smile Munden. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Smale Munden or Small Munden, S-M-A-E-L. It's spelled. So if I'm not pronouncing that right, I apologize. And then at 168, your first offensive player of the draft, you take a center from Boston College. You take Drew Kendall, center from Boston College there. He's 6'4", 308 pounds. So an interesting pick there. Maybe some backup center for Cam Jurgens and a legitimate backup center. 6'4", it's a big boy right there for a backup center. So you like that. But I will say, off the bat, we'll talk to John McMullen in just a minute here on the show. I love the Smile Munden pick, all right? He would have been a day two pick if he didn't get hurt this year. He's fast. He was a 5-star recruit, played very well at Georgia. I'll run through the scouting report with you guys on these both of these players. He's 6'2", 224, a legitimate off-ball linebacker, probably will play the will position in the NFL. 4.58, 40-yard dash. Again, 5-star recruit coming out of high school, played all his college ball at the University of Georgia. The Philadelphia Bulldogs strike again. That what is it without, you know, drafting a Georgia Bulldog on defense for the Philadelphia Eagles? Last year, he played in 10 games, 8 starts, 57 tackles, 3.5 tackle for losses, 3 sacks, 3 pass breakups. He missed 4 games with a left leg injury, and he had surgery on a stress fracture in his foot in the spring. So I think Munden's a great pick. I think he was a day two player if he didn't have that surgery in the spring. So there he goes. He lands in Philadelphia, and a legitimate off-ball linebacker he is here in Philly for some depth at that position. I'll run through the scouting reports as well. We're going to talk to John McMullen here. When it comes to Drew Kendall, the center from Boston College, 6'4", 308 pounds, a big boy, all right? Played all his college ball at, as I mentioned, Boston College. Last year, he was a first-team All-ACC, started all 13 games at center last year. So an interesting player there, a big boy. Many projected him to go a little bit higher, like around 4 picks. So I like him there from that perspective. I can't say I know much about the player. I'll see what Johnny Mack can give me. If he knows anything about the player, I'll take a couple comments as well for you guys to check in on the pick. Now, the interesting move here is they traded out of 165. So they also had 165. They added 181 and 209. So you're now looking at, we've taken 6 players in the draft and we have 4 picks remaining still with 160, with 181 and 191. So we'll wait and we'll do a hit on both of those players. And then we have 207 and 209. So you had 3 fifth-round picks, and you're going to have 4 sixth-round picks coming up. Let's get to John McMullen joining me now here on the show. Johnny Mack, welcome in, brother. 2 selections here, 161 and 168. They traded out of 165. But you pick up another Georgia Bulldog, John, and finally the first offensive player off the board. You're going to have to help me out with the pronunciation of Smail Munden, is it, from Georgia. What do you think, Johnny Mac, of these most recent two picks?
Yeah, I like these two picks in a strange way. I like these two picks maybe better than anybody else, not from a talent standpoint, obviously, when you talk about the first and second rounders. But I do think the value with these two particular picks is pretty significant. Smail Munden, interesting. Evidently his father was named Ishmael, but there was a clerical error and it became Smail. I don't know how they pronounce it. We'll get that when we talk to him. But eighth Georgia defender, very good, very productive player. When we talk about needing off-ball linebacker to replace potentially N'Kobe Dean, and everybody was jumping the gun with that being Jihad Campbell. I think it's more likely to be this kid, to be honest, or Jeremiah Trotter Jr., both in the short term if you can't get back for week one, and the long term if you can't work out the contract issues. This is the guy to focus on, I think, more from that perspective. That's, a heavy burden on the fifth round pick. But I think he's a good football player, and we'll see if they can develop him. And Drew Kendall is, like his father was Pete Kendall for old-time NFL fans, had over a decade career in the NFL, former Pro Bowl center, in a genetics league that carries a lot of weight. He's a very good college center as well. The Eagles, the Eagles have, I joke.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Eagles have the best backup center in football, and that's Landon Dickerson, but they don't want Landon Dickerson to be the backup center. So they've needed a legitimate backup center, and that's where he's going to come in and potentially be that. I think just two really, really good value picks in a weird way. I'm the most excited about these two.
Yeah. I kind of see it too, dude. I mean, Drew Kendall, 6'4", big boy at center, and you finally got, like you just said, your real backup center, and then you get Smail. I'm going to call him Small for now. Smail Munden, who's a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. I think this kid would have been a day two pick if he didn't get that injury last year. He missed a couple games, and then he had a stress fracture in his foot that he had surgery on in the spring. So I think without that surgery, John, this was a day two pick. This guy was a good player, a productive player at the University of Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like all Georgia players are good players. So from that standpoint, obviously the Eagles have gone down this avenue many times before. The eighth, the Georgia defender on the current roster. And we'll see. But for early on, I'm just penciling him in as the fourth linebacker. And I think, you grow from there and see what happens. But if you think about last year, having Oren Burks and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and now Trot kicks up to linebacker three, so to speak, and he'll get to start at linebacker four. And maybe the next year, if you don't want to sign, whatever happens with N'Kobe Dean, whether he plays well again and it gets too expensive, or he gets hurt again and you don't want to move forward, I think this is, you have two guys with legitimate potential to be starting linebackers in the NFL if you handle it the right way. So I think this pick makes a lot of sense. And the same with, you like more versatility. It's rare when you see Drew Kendall has never taken a snap anywhere but center. And that's rare in the modern NFL because guys always want versatility. So, but for what the Eagles want, a backup center, I think that's a perfect fit. And, I think, there's something to it that the NFL is a genetics league. And when your dad plays the same position for 13 years and is a Pro Bowl selection, I think that that says something.
Yep, no doubt about it. Good pick there for the Philadelphia Eagles. John, they traded out of 165 and they added another two picks. So, John, we'll do the same thing. We'll kind of wait for the next two picks. I think it's 181 and 191. So we'll wait for those two to close. And then they have two picks, 207 and 209, I believe, in round six, all four round six picks. So another trade back, though, Johnny Mac, from 165, and they pick up two more picks. They're really loading up on picks, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, hopefully they don't take all those four six-round picks, but we'll see.
Why do you say that? Just
yeah, for my selfish purposes.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Mac, I appreciate you checking in, man. I like both picks here. I'm kind of with you. I said the same thing before you came on. I'm happy to hear you feel similar about these two. Good value in the fifth. Again, we're not saying these guys are going to be game changers, but
yeah,
good value.
I don't want to overskate how people get.
That's why I said
I want Munden to start as the fourth linebacker, and I want Kendall to start as a backup center, and then grow from there. But I think at this stage of the draft, it's two smart, good value picks.
Yep, good stuff. Johnny Mac, appreciate you checking in, brother. We'll talk to you after the next clump of two picks in round number six. All right, I'll talk to you then, John. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
All right, thanks, Johnny Mac. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, checking in on the latest two picks for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to call him Small Munden for now. All right, I know that might not be it, the pronunciation. M. Reyes gave me that. I don't know. It's S-M-A-E-L. So I have no clue how to pronounce that. I'm not going to lie. No clue. But look, the guy's super productive out of Georgia. All right. 6'2", 224, a great football player. He was a five-star recruit coming out of high school. So it's not new to being good. This guy's been a good player basically at every level he's ever been. Last year, I mentioned, played in 10 games, 8 starts, 57 tackles, 3.5 tackle for losses with 3 sacks, 3 pass breakups. He missed 4 games with a left leg injury, and then he had surgery on a stress fracture in his foot in the spring. All right, so that's it. And then in 2023, played in 13 games, 11 starts, 68 tackles, 5 tackle for losses, 3 sacks, and a pass breakup. He didn't play in the team's Orange Bowl game over Florida in Florida State, allowing the injuries to heal. I'll give you guys the scouting report again on both of these players, something I've done on all the draft picks so far. So I'll do that here, and we'll start with Small Munden, the linebacker, true off-ball linebacker, by the way, a true off-ball linebacker here out of the University of Georgia for the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the overview from Lance Zierlein. He had him projected as a third-round pick. I'm telling you, this guy was a day-two pick without that surgery. Munden is physical and can run. He's quick to flow downhill and challenge blocks with good pop. He's inconsistent to diagnose and flow accurately to his fits, but he has good pursuit speed to range and tackle to the sidelines. He pursues the action with focus and leverage. Munden becomes tackle-ready quickly in space. He's effective on passing downs with good coverage and blitz talent. The run game instincts could slow him early in his career, but he's a battle-tested three-down option with special teams value and starting potential. So there's the overview of Munden. In the strengths category, you got vast experience in high-leverage games over 3 seasons. Think about it. You played at the University of Georgia. Takes on blocks and keeps play-side edge uncovered. Pursues outside runs with gear shift and leverage. Reliable tackler with plus athleticism and technique. Fluid in space with above average range in the zone. Man cover talent with ability to disrupt the catch. And reps downhill with good elusiveness as a blitzer. So another versatile player here, you can tell. And then in the weaknesses category, you have undersized with a frame that might be maxed out, which is an interesting way to put it. Hobbled by a foot injury for most of 23 and part of 24. Play tends to be more reactive than instinctive. Inconsistent to key and diagnose the action. Erratic with run fits and contain duties. And occasionally loses track of play action coverage. So definitely some stuff to clean up there. But there's your scouting report on Small Munden Jr. from Georgia. And then moving over to the center. The first offensive player taken to the draft for the Philadelphia Eagles. A center out of Boston College. He's 6'4", 308. 5.05 40-yard dash. Not that that really matters. Last year, he was a first-team All-ACC player, started all 13 games at center. In 2023, he started all 13 games at center as well. And you heard John say it, he's never played another position other than center. Here's the scouting report on him by Lance Zierlein. He was projected to go in round 4. The traits and athletic features don't stand out, but Kendall comes from NFL bloodlines and simply knows how to play. He's detail-oriented as a run blocker with good footwork, hand placement, and body control. He adjusts well to movement in line or in space to execute his block. He's not a bender, so I expect him to have trouble dealing with A-gap pluggers and longer bull rushers who can roll him into the pocket. Kendall's technique, toughness, and intelligence are important elements as a center, but given his measurables and lack of position flexibility, his ceiling might be on the lower end. So there you go on the player. John mentioned the NFL bloodline. In the strengths category, you have hits lateral landmarks with sound footwork and body control, chops feet on contact to sink in and sustain base blocks, able to gather and adjust to movement on climbs and pulls. Sounds a little Jason Kelce-esque. Excellent feel for angles that help seal the block. Punches with inside hands and consistent placement. Cinches runners in tight with a strong grip. So there's your strengths. And in the weaknesses category on Drew Kendall, you got one position player with average size and length. Lacks much pop on contact to set the tone. Struggles to bend and generate drive from his lower half. Can be stood straight up by power at the point. Lacks range and change of direction ability in pass pro. And anchor issues will be a concern as a pro. So there's your rundown of these two players. We are up to 174 in the draft, so we're picking at 181 and 191 next. I'll be sure to go live after those two picks. And then you're also at 207 and 209. We will see what they do. I appreciate all you guys checking in here. Make sure I got the super chat. Small Munden, a dog. Dan Cilio, a legend. Thanks, Christian. I agree on Dan Cilio. Thank you, brother, for the super chat, the $2 super chat. Appreciate all you guys checking in. Hit that like button for me, and we'll be live again after the next two picks for the Philadelphia Eagles. You're now up to 6 selections in the draft with 6 to go. So a lot of players, or is it 5 picks so far? I think it's 6, right? You got the 5 defensive guys, and you got Makuba, you got Campbell, you got, who am I blanking on here? Let me pull it up and give you guys the accurate rundown. All right, give me 1 second here. So you got Campbell, Makuba, Ty Robinson, Mac McWilliams, Small Munden, and Drew Kendall. So, yes, 6 players, and now you have 4 picks remaining. Excuse me, not 6 picks remaining, 4 picks remaining. So the option to take 10 players. That's a lot of players in this draft with a bunch of picks next year as well. So we'll see what happens, everybody. Appreciate you checking in. See you next time, everybody.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.